So it's fake Friday today, but it's still Thursday and it's all a bit confusing. And we are going to be speaking about sport and good things. But because it's Thursday, we're also doing a book. And always on a Thursday, we do speak to the author of a local nonfiction book. And this week, the book is called Mission of Malice, My Exodus from KwaZulu-Bantu, from Erica Bornman. And if you've followed the news reporting on KwaZulu-Bantu, the KZN-based church mission, this will certainly be of interest to you. Last year, it was thrust into the spotlight. Allegations of rape, human rights violations, abuse allegations. The church members started speaking out at those CRL hearings as well, and really rocking and shocking testimony as well. Each testimony more harrowing than the next as light was shed on the atrocities that happened. And Erica was one of those people who wrote her book in the experiences in the mission, and in Mission of Malice, she writes about how KwaZulu-Bantu waged emotional, psychological and sexual warfare on her until she finally managed to break free and walk away at the age of 21. So today, Erica joins us. Erica, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. It must have taken a huge amount of courage for you, firstly, to walk away, to speak up, and then to pen this book as well.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks so much for having me on. Yes, you know, I think this year is the first time that I've actually thought of myself as brave. I've always thought I aspire to being brave, but as I wrote this book, I realized that actually I have been very brave. Yeah.
Certainly. In the 1980s, your family joined KwaZulu-Bantu. How exactly did you realize that what was happening was problematic, that there was something amiss here?
I only realized that after I left at the age of 21. I probably only started realizing it about a year after I left, that what I'd experienced and the others had experienced was abuse. It was completely indoctrinated into me that this was God's way, and that they could do no wrong, and they were men of God. And if anything was wrong, it was me and my fault. So I left at the age of 21, fully believing that I'm going to go to hell, and that I was wrong and they were right.
And you speak about how Christianity was used to justify harsh punishments, how congregants were forced to repent for their sins, how you grew up in constant fear of eternal damnation. What was the extent that Christianity was used to enforce discipline and instill fear amongst congregants?
Oh, it was all religion, all Christianity. Their God is one of fear and retribution. And the Bible verse that he knows every hair on your head becomes quite ominous when you hear it in that sense. Rather than a protective God, he is watching your every step and misdemeanor and punishing you for it. Eilert Stegen, the leader of the mission, often would say from the pulpit, you have to break the spirit of a child by the age of 3. They believe in breaking the spirit of a child. They don't believe in, because they believe that we are all inherently evil and wrong and sinful.
And at 17, you write about how you were groomed at the hands of a senior mission counselor. And then for the next 5 years, KwaZulu-Bantu waged this emotional, psychological, sexual warfare on you. It must have been so very difficult for you to speak out during that time, and the thought process of maybe telling your parents or telling anyone, really.
Oh, no, I wasn't allowed to tell my mother. Eilert Stegen forbade me to discuss it with my mother. So you have to confess your sins to a human being there. And if you die with one unconfessed sin, you go straight to hell. So the pressure is on you, and as a child, you actually have to. You're forced to confess your sins to this human being. And my human being happened to be a married man in his late 20s, early 30s. And so when he started grooming me with a complete lack of sex education, I didn't know what was happening. I and other girls that I've heard of and boys were just completely defenseless against the onslaught of this adult who has all the knowledge, but you have nothing. Yeah.
Sure. You speak about how the terror and the trauma leave black holes in your memories. Did writing this book provide some kind of catharsis? Did you find it therapeutic in a way?
I found the writing process pure torture, to be honest. It was only cathartic after it was published. It came out and people started reading it and responded to it. But the actual writing process, I found extremely difficult. It was horrible. It's like all those chests that I had packed away in the attic, and I had to go up into this attic and bring them down into my lounge and open them and just rifle through them. And that was extremely painful. And it was horrible because I was also writing about other people and my mother and my sister and my brother. I could consult, but my mother and sister I couldn't consult, and so that added a level of real difficulty to it. But the end result is definitely cathartic. Yes.
Well, Erica, thank you for writing this book and for taking down those difficult secrets and the baggage that you'd hidden away in the attic and rifling through them for us. Congratulations on this book.
Thank you.
Erica Boardman is the author of Mission of Malice, My Exodus from Kwasiza Bantu, a very worthwhile read. It really does unveil, unpack, reveal everything that took place at this KZN-based church mission, which we've heard about so much on News 24 and in those CRL hearings as well, and an enormous amount of courage from her to write this book.